The Australian head of the anti-corruption watchdog Transparency International says the latest scandal to hit the Commonwealth Bank shortens the odds of a royal commission into banking culture and behaviour. Serena Lillywhite says that, like many Australians, she was astonished by the allegations levelled at Australia's biggest bank. And she says the $10,000 threshold for banks to declare cash transactions to AUSTRAC needs to be extended to lawyers, accountants and real estate agents. Ms. Lillywhite spoke with the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
I think it's fair to say, Peter, that probably the odds have shortened on whether or not we require a banking royal commission. And this case, if proven, does suggest that money laundering appears just far too easy in Australia, and more needs to be done to really understand the overall business and the integrity frameworks that the banking system has in place. And it may be that the lack of cases to date may have in fact contributed to a culture of thinking that cases such as this and others just will not be pursued.
You believe a royal commission would answer some of these very big questions?
Well, I think along with a range of other mechanisms, it would potentially assist, but it's going to be much harder for the financial sector to push back on any calls for a royal commission given these allegations.
What was your first reaction when you heard the extent of these allegations against the Commonwealth Bank?
They are quite extraordinary claims that have been made. And I guess the first response from Transparency International was to really be pleased that AUSTRAC, the Australian Financial Intelligence Agency responsible for investigating and pursuing cases of alleged money laundering, had in fact tried to pursue this case with regards to the CBA Bank. In fact, it's the first time that AUSTRAC has tried to sanction one of Australia's banks.
These allegations are, of course, yet to be tested in court, but for Australia's biggest bank to be accused of being a potential platform for money launderers, criminal gangs, drug runners, or even terror finances, it's surely astonishing to you and most Australians.
It is, and you're right. I mean, if this case is proven, it really highlights the risk of, as you suggest, illicit financial transactions, often the proceeds of crime, being laundered through Australia, but also other major financial institutions. And I think one of the things for me, Peter, was the stories have highlighted the speed and the apparent ease with which suspicious transactions and the transfer of funds can occur with almost complete anonymity.
Now, these are civil charges against the CBA, but is it time for criminal charges to be considered at executives, including the chief executive and the board, for failing to detect and stop such criminal or potential criminal activity?
Certainly the reporting of suspicious transaction is required by law, and you might think that an obvious next step may be to close accounts, for example, and indeed it appears much more obvious that not only do we need to start thinking about compliance with Australia's anti-money laundering laws, but indeed it may also be time to think more closely about compliance with the criminal code.
AUSTRAC has alleged that even when the CBA became suspicious about the use of some of these intelligent deposit machines by criminal elements, that basically a blind eye was turned. Does that raise the argument for criminal charges rather than the civil ones we're seeing?
Well, it certainly raises the need to ensure that there is adequacy of controls. It does appear that if this case in fact is proven, that there has been a pretty catastrophic breakdown in compliance systems and the undertaking of corrective action in a timely manner. And it does appear that both some of their own internal audits and warnings from enforcement agencies were not acted on in a timely way. So certainly the compliance systems do need to be strengthened and need to be more than a tick-a-box exercise and need to be part of the DNA and policies, decision-making by not just the banks but all corporate Australia.
The CBA's chief executive, Ian Narev, says he has no plans to quit or step down while the allegations are tested. But given the string of scandals on his watch, does Mr. Narev need to go?
That's a matter for the CBA to pursue internally, and I'm sure depending on the outcome of the case. But I think what this case, if proven, has suggested is that within Australia, we may well be at a tipping point with regards to how we approach and respond to allegations of money laundering and the proceeds of crime to finance terrorism in Australia.
When you talk about the tipping point, do you mean that AUSTRAC needs to be better funded to be able to keep a greater or a wider eye on some of these alleged indiscretions or problems within banks?
Well, certainly AUSTRAC needs to have adequate resources to continue its work and to expand its work. So it feels like a watershed moment where not only is AUSTRAC better prepared and perhaps more willing to do what it was established to do, but also there are other opportunities for strengthened regulatory frameworks in Australia. But of course, this case, if proven, may well suggest that it is in fact time to extend the requirement to report suspicious transactions to non-financial entities, to organisations such as real estate agents, accountants and lawyers, others that are involved in financial transactions.
And by that, do you mean that any transaction that they believe suspicious over, say, a $10,000 cash transaction must be reported? That's not the case at the moment?
That's correct. They're currently not required to report suspicious transactions over $10,000, as the financial institutions are. And I think it's time that we strengthened the anti-money laundering regime in Australia. And one way to do that would be to ensure that other gatekeeper organisations, if you like, the real estate agents, accountants and lawyers, are also required as a minimum to at least report suspicious transactions.
The CBA board is meeting today to consider the bank's remuneration report. Should the board be putting bonuses on hold or cutting pay to send a message that this type of alleged behaviour won't be tolerated?
Well, I'm sure the CBA will be putting a whole range of measures in place, and questions will be asked to find out just exactly how this has occurred, how what appears to be a failing of their own compliance system. So I'm sure there'll be a whole range of discussions in the board meeting today.
That's Serena Lillywhite, the Chief Executive of the anti-corruption watchdog Transparency International Australia. She was speaking with the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.